Conferences. Long agendas, big venues, always on your feet, barely getting to see the people that you want to see, and then, of course, the expense. Well, the three of us at Good Morning Hospitality are launching Good Morning Retreats. Our first retreat is this July 8th through the 10th at the Horst Hospitality Training School in Auburn, Alabama. If you go to goodmorningretreats.com, you'll find out more information about our first retreat that we're launching. We have already filled half the slots. We have 20 available and we have about 13 already filled. So make sure you go there, you apply, show your interest, and we'll get you all situated for our first ever Good Morning Retreat. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. And now back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Good Morning Hospitality, your one-stop shop for the latest news, noteworthy trends, and thought-provoking discussions across the industry. From hotels to short-term rentals to all things travel and hospitality, you'll find each episode equips you with the information that you need to start your week. Join us on Good Morning Hospitality every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And we are back.
Yes, we is. This is exciting. How are we in April already?
It's crazy. We were just saying the first quarter of the year done. Flew by.
We are definitely second quarter's here. It's just insane. And by the way, we should share with everybody that this is actually pre-recorded.
Yep. Both traveling on Wednesday. We both have different things traveling going on.
But exciting news. If you're watching this, I am at AhoaCon this week. So if you happen to be watching this, it's probably because you are not at AhoaCon, which is okay. But if you are and you catch us on the replay, please come find me. It's going to be such an awesome show. I'm going to be moderating a panel with several CEOs from big hotel chains that we know: Wyndham, Sonesta, Red Roof Inn, Motel 6, so many. So just
you're a big timer. You're a big timer this week.
I mean, you know.
Don't let her intimidate you if you see her at the conference. Go say hello.
Yeah, come all say right. Hi. I know I'm tall, but don't be intimidated.
Like, whoa. There she is.
Oh my God, she's so much bigger than the box that we see her in. Okay. Yeah, anyway.
6'9" is not that tall.
Okay. Oh God. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Just playing basketball. By the way, I'm going to be sharing a video pretty soon. Oh my God. If I could talk pretty soon where I was playing basketball on heels. So stay tuned for that on social media.
Very cool. We'll see. I play high school basketball. I got to get you some videos here.
Oh,
good to see. White chocolate out here making the move on the court.
Okay, wait, hold on. We have to pause a moment of silence for what your nickname was. White chocolate.
I was Jason Williams is white chocolate basketball player for a long time.
Yeah,
but I was the one of two white kids on the team. So there you go.
Well, I was called Big Bird, so I think I'd rather take white chocolate. Oh my gosh! If you guys had crazy nicknames in high school, definitely let us know. It's part of the growing pains. That's just what it is.
Yeah. Big Bird's rough. That's a tough one. Yeah. I can't believe that. Listen, I think it's our candy hangover. We had Easter just happen. We're getting all that sugar. I don't know about you, but with kids, there's all the good treats out there.
Oh, yeah, so right?
Oh, really got to love it. And the other thing I love seeing is all of the hotels putting on pictures of all the cool displays they made. It's like one of my favorite things, like all the eggs and buffets for brunch and the drink specials and all the hard work that you all do in the hotels. You really put them on display. Congrats. The ones you sent me looked awesome.
Yes. No. And it really feels like the official kickoff of spring, even though, you know, obviously official spring started a couple weeks ago, but you know, when you've got Easter and everybody's celebrating, whether you celebrate it or not, at least seeing all of that decor really just, it feels like spring.
It does in Miami. It's been beautiful down here. I don't know about how it is on your side of the country, but it's just awesome when you go outside. This is the best time of year here.
Blue skies today, but we've had a lot of rain. So anyway, do you want to dive into some of our topics?
Let's do it.
All right, cool. Let's do it. We actually have a lot of really great topics this week. We've got some different brands that are focusing a lot on accessibility travel, which is really important. Things that are going on in Miami, which I'm We got Miami, Mr. Miami on here, who's going to dive in on that and some things that are going on with TSA. But let's go ahead and dive into the first hotel topic. So Virgin Hotels, I thought this was great. And this was an organization that I had never heard of before, but I wanted to bring it to everybody's awareness. So Virgin Hotels is partnering with Autism Double Checked. So, you know, as we're kind of going through this, let us know. Does your property actually make a point to be more accessible for travelers? You know, be it whether they happen to be in wheelchairs or have other, you know, anything else that might be a little bit more of a challenge for them when they are traveling, let us know what your property does. But Virgin Hotels has formed this partnership with Autism Double Checked, and it basically offers autism awareness educational programs for the travel industry, really to sort of cement this inclusive travel. Have you been seeing a lot of this, by the way?
I haven't. And this topic was really interesting because of the autism. I'm actually a certified autism travel professional because
you are?
2018, I invested in a company called Villa Key, which does short-term rentals that specialize in kids that live with autism. And so went through it, and I did not know all of the things that the senses and the way their brain takes everything in is overwhelming. So there's a lot of places when you go travel these hotels, they have, and airports now have zones that are like not as over, like sensory overload, basically.
Not overly stimulating.
Like you can relax. It's not as loud because everything is like times 100 for a lot of kids that live with autism.
I had no idea. This is so fascinating.
Yeah. So there's a whole world out there that I did not know. And I work with some people that, you know, just seems like a lot of kids are on the spectrum at different stages now. Not sure why. Maybe just we have more ways to check these things. But it's amazing to see. I love seeing hotels do this because it's so hard to travel sometimes with kids that are living with autism. Like I was on a cruise. And I won't say which cruise. It wasn't the cruise's fault, but there was a show going on. They were watching cats on a cruise ship, right? And there was a kid who was overreactive and like speaking out and doing things. And some old lady started yelling at the parents saying, "You're a terrible parent." And the mom turned around and said, "My child has autism, you idiot. Leave us alone," right? Like just trying to enjoy their vacation. So it's hard to travel when you have kids like that. So I love seeing that Virgin is doing this.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I just have chills with you saying that. Yeah, no, I mean, shout out to Virgin for doing this. They've got four of their hotels currently that are kind of a part of their Autism Double Check certified, a couple more that will be on board by the end of this year. They also have this really interesting resource that's called Autism Stays. So if you want to find out more about this, highly recommend checking it out. Because again, you know, a lot, you know, different individuals, if they happen to have family members, that are on some part of the spectrum, this is a really wonderful way that they can sort of tiptoe into traveling and, you know, kind of getting out there, because there's so much that, we all know, you know, that we can learn from traveling. So to be able to make it more accessible is brilliant. So love to see that this is going on.
Yeah. And if you're interested in doing these kind of things at your hotels, not big things. It's like having neutral colors in the rooms, no scents, right? So like a lot of hotels you walk in, you have that signature scent.
Yeah.
Areas that these guests are going to be in, you don't really want scents. You want calming sounds, because anything loud can throw somebody off. It's interesting once you go through it. I'll have to send it to you afterwards. There's this video that you like feel like you have, what these kids have. And so you can see like what's going on.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Well, cool. So let us know if your hotel does anything like this. Again, it's just always great to see what different companies are doing to be more accessible. So, all right. Our next topic here, the Tropicana in Las Vegas has closed.
Well, it's kind of sad.
Yeah. April 2nd.
You know, 70 years.
70 years, right?
One of the first hotels, one of the originals on the strip that's seen everything with the Rat Pack and Frank Sinatra and all the performers and the mafia and all these things. I'm just surprised that they can't keep some of these historic hotels up. They all seem to get knocked down.
But, you know, I mean, it's, they have to keep the heads in beds, so to speak. And so when we think about, I mean, the last time you went to Vegas, are you like, oh, let me go stay at the Tropicana? No, you're probably wanting to stay at like, and I mean, in the nicest way.
The Bellagio, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been hard to get people to sort of stay there unless they end up, you know, adding some sort of attraction that certainly drives people. But they are basically going to be turning part of the property into the Oakland Athletics for the Oakland Athletics baseball team is there, which are going to be relocating to Las Vegas. By the way, so many sports teams, everybody's going to Vegas.
It used to be like they didn't want any sports teams in Vegas because betting on sports was illegal. And so now that it's legal. Yeah. So now the leagues are like, oh, okay, it's legal to bet on sports now. So they allow the teams to go there. And it's a big market. Like they're actually selling out because you have all these whales and casinos that are spending money on the boxes and on tickets for people. So that's why you see so many sports there now.
Wow.
You see every team there. But now that's where these leagues are like, hey,
yeah.
You put it here. You can't bet on yourselves.
So
as players,
this is interesting. So they're going to be doing this new park, for the Oakland team. And they're expected to be about 33,000 seats, which by the way, is the smallest in Major League Baseball for those that are counting seats. That's kind of crazy. But it is really interesting, this sort of shift that we are seeing for Vegas. And I did actually not know that background. So look at you for dropping that little historic knowledge right
just
there.
The stigma of the gambling. And now the NBA might have a team there too. It looks like they're going to get awarded a brand new team. So they're not one moving, but just awarded a team.
Ooh.
So you're going to have NBA and football and baseball. Ooh. You got UFC, you got boxing, you have a hockey that just won, I think, the Stanley Cup. So it's like everything's there now. I haven't been back in a while. Last time I was there, I had lost a lot of money. I felt gross. I was like, look, who am I? I remember leaving. That was when I was like 26. So give me 20. I got to go back.
I am very impressed with your sports knowledge here, by the way.
Listen, I don't know where it came from. It was just like something logged back here that came
to
random trivia.
Yeah, no, totally. Well, and I know you recently talked about sports tourism in your recent newsletter, and I was just covering it as well too on KCAL news here. So people are traveling for the game.
People are going. I see it. So that's why. Look, I want to go back now as a real adult back to Vegas and go
a real adult.
Instead of especially at a college adult
and not feel so dirty. Noted.
Yes, you guys can think about what you want there, but that's how I want to leave.
Oh my god,
feel a little cleaner.
Amazing. Well, there you go. That's what's going on in Las Vegas. But let's go ahead and head over to your neck of the woods. This is news. So Miami's iconic Shore Club is going to become part of the Auberge Resorts collection. Talk to us about this, Steve, because I know that you know a bit more about this than I do.
Yeah, this is big news because a Shore Club, those that don't know, used to be part of Morgan's Hotels before it kind of imploded and got purchased. So it was like the Delano and the Shore Club were the coolest places on Miami Beach. And I'll give a quick story because it was one of the more fun things I had when I was at Shore Club. Nobu was originally there, and that was like the first time Nobu opened in Miami Beach. And I went with a friend. This is like 2006 time. And I'm sitting there, and I look over right to my right, and it's Jessica Simpson and John Mayer on one of their first dates after she had broken up. And I remember looking at her. I was like, this is the most beautiful person I have ever seen in real life, sitting arm's length away from me. And I try to play it cool the whole time. So I played it cool. So me and my friend got up. We left. As we're walking out, the doors to the hotel open up, and there's a lot of people down on the stairs. We had to walk some stairs. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it's like a flashes of light and cameras going off. I thought it was all for me. And who's behind me? Jessica Simpson and John Mayer.
Oh, my goodness.
I cannot believe that they have to deal with that everywhere they went. But that was a fun time. The Shore Club.
That is fun. By the way, I will say that not only is she beautiful, but she, as well as the rest of her family, are some of the nicest people ever. So that just adds to everything.
There you go. I remember just sitting there at that point. That was, I think, it was just an amazing time. So anyhow, the Shore Club has been closed for many years. And so I always wanted to relive that.
Closed.
It's been closed for many years now because it has gone through a couple of ownership hands. Mm-hmm. Some people, it was going to be Fasana Hotels. They've been trying to renovate it where there's going to be condos all at one point. But now finally, they have a great vision. It's going to be beautiful. They're going to be making it the Auberge Collection. It's going to be 73 luxurious rooms where it used to be like 140 small rooms. So now it's going to be much bigger rooms. I think more suites. Okay. They're building a condo component to it as well. So you see that a lot with these hotels here that are being redone, keeping the historic front of it, putting a newer tower that kind of helps fund the hotel project. Yes. So all in a row now, you're going to have Auberge, Aman, Rosewood, Bulgari, all in a row. So it's going to be cool. It's already with the Faena that's there.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of others that are all five-star hotels. So it's exciting to see that strip.
Oh, that's going to be really interesting to see how that changes everything, especially having all of them in a row. But by the way, for anybody that you should definitely check out the images online that they've shared. It's stunning. So I was really impressed with it.
You can check them out. I just wrote an article about it at the Hospitality Mentor. You can see the photos right there and my take on it.
There you go. There you go. You heard it first from Steve, guys. You heard
and
it
I just
first.
Walked by it this morning. So I was on the beach this morning. I just walked by it. So I had a coffee meeting right across the street from it.
Aren't you fancy? Okay.
But I've seen it go up. It's exciting to see it go.
It is very, very exciting. Cool. Well, let's talk about what's going on in the world of travel. This is interesting. First of all, TSA PreCheck. Let's talk about it. Do you all have it? Steve, do you have it? What?
Nope. I have clear, but I don't have TSA PreCheck.
So you still have to take off your shoes, your belt, the laptop, the whole thing?
Yeah, I just get to the front of the security line with clear. Yes. I get to the front of the line, but I haven't done the whole TSA sign up. I don't fly enough yet to do it. Maybe that will change soon since I'm becoming a public speaker.
Entry? Oh my God. Yes. More on that soon, by the way, when we're ready to share on it. So I take it you don't have global entry.
No, I'm just a good old clear guy. Clear line at the airport. So I got to sign up.
Well,
tell me why I should.
Tell you. Okay. So first of all, so TSA PreCheck, for those that are within the United States, obviously it streamlines the TSA process. You don't have to take off, generally speaking, you don't have to take off your shoes, belts, you don't have to pull out your laptop. So it's a much faster process. I mean, in full transparency, when I go to LAX, and people are always like, why do you go to LAX versus like Burbank Airport, which is very tiny. And we talked about it being a wonderful airport. I'm like, honestly, once I get to LAX from curbside till I get inside, it's probably 3 minutes or less because I have PreCheck and I have clear, I have digital ID, I have all of that. But what's interesting, and I didn't really realize this actually until this article, TSA PreCheck they're expanding their program with new airlines. So I did actually not realize that they had airline affiliations, but they do apparently. So what is it? Air Premia, Air Tahiti Nui, Transat, Bahamas Air, Bermuda Air, Iberia, La Compagnie, New Pacific Airlines. All of my accents will all come out at once. I'd like to buy a vowel for one of these. So it's basically, it's good news. So for those that are traveling a lot, TSA PreCheck is expanding the airlines that they're working with. And pretty soon, another thing that was interesting in this article, they're actually testing a new process to shortcut the bag drop. So I know that they're doing that also with digital ID, where they basically scan your face and then you can go in a shorter line. So basically you'd have a shorter line to drop off your bag. Again, it's just making it so much easier so that you don't actually have to pull out your physical ID, because how many of us have either worried about forgetting our ID or putting it in the wrong place or like it doesn't make it with you? I mean, I think about that all the time. I mean, that happens.
Yeah, it does. It does. So, and sometimes mine just gets stuck in my wallet and I can't pull it out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I like to not have to pull out any IDs if I don't have to, because I'm just always paranoid. Like, oh, oh, here, speaking of, like, my passport. Oh, I want to make sure that, like, I don't, you know, have to lose my passport or anything. Sorry. That is for my trip. That's why it's right next to me.
That was a handy, handy prop. Right here.
I come prepared. TSA pre-check for the show. Oh my gosh. So anyway, that's kind of good news in the world of travel.
Yeah, I love it. I got to get signed up. And so yes, you do. I've been told many times I'm going to do it. And for all of you out there, let's do it together. Let me know if you get it done.
Let's do it together.
Here in Miami, we'll all go together and get signed up.
I'm just saying, if we ever happen to be traveling together, I will go through the TSA pre-check line and I will wait for you on the other side. I will not.
It's all good. No. Do it.
Just FYI. All right. So again, we were sort of talking about accessibility when it comes to travel as we started this segment. But what's cool is United Airlines is actually launching a digital tool for travelers with wheelchairs. This is great. So by the way, I don't know if you know anybody that is in a wheelchair and has to travel a lot. Do you know anybody personally?
I don't know anybody. I've seen a lot of travelers, but yes. I don't personally know anybody.
I have a friend of mine who has muscular dystrophy, and he's in a wheelchair. He travels all over the place, and it's curb free with Corey Lee. So if you want to find out more about accessibility travel, definitely check him out. It's very eye opening because you don't think about. I mean, you know, it's
like one or two stairs that were from historic hotels without any ramps. I've seen it like. Elevators yeah. that don't fit the current ones, especially in historic buildings. Seems like there's a lot of those kind of things.
Totally, totally. And then the other thing is, you know, where they store the wheelchairs when they're traveling. And a lot of these people that have these wheelchairs are not inexpensive, and they get to the other side and maybe the wheelchair's broken or there's a lot of damage. And it's challenging to say the least. So what United Airlines is doing, they're at least trying to streamline the booking process. They're going to have a useful tool. They've partnered up, with a company called New Motion to really kind of be one of the first in the industry to have these initiatives, which is great to see, where customers will basically be able to use the United app or website and then filter flight searches based on the specific dimensions of their mobility device. Things again that we don't think about. So it's really nice that they're going to be offering this. So hopefully it's a little bit easier. They could choose the right type of plane, whether it's having the right type of cargo space, you name it. But again, really, really big move on the part of United. I'm not normally a fan of United, but
Shout out to them. It's a big, yeah. right? Especially when that's how you get around. And you, like you said, like I've seen some of the baggage handlers, they're busy. They got a lot of bags to go out there, so I'm not hating on it. But some, they get caught on camera, like breaking things on purpose and throwing things around. So I would hate to see that. I didn't even think about that till you mentioned it. Like, it's totally broken when you arrive and you can't go anywhere.
Right. And like expensive wheelchairs, like maybe they're motorized or whatever it is. Another aspect that what they're doing is that, you know, once you choose a flight, if you need to change or they will actually, and there's a fare difference, they'll make sure that these specific travelers will actually get the fare difference back as a refund. So again, love that they're doing this just to make travel just a little bit more accessible. But they also talked about in this article that there's a new airport experience pilot program that they're doing in Houston at the Houston airport to accommodate those travelers that are in wheelchairs. And so whether their wheelchairs are damaged, whether they're delayed while traveling, they're going to be reimbursing customers for transportation expenses, all of that. So again, it's just really nice to see that there's this more of this mindfulness because we want people to travel.
Yeah, of course. And it's sad when they can't, and especially when I've seen it at certain hotels I worked at that are just challenging. Mm-hmm. And when people come in with a wheelchair or they have any other kind of disability and they can't get around as easily, you're like, wow. And I have both been injured at different times. When I only had my ankle hurt and I was like limping around. I was like, man, look at all these stairs I got to go up. This elevator's broken. The escalator's not working.
Totally. Totally. And yeah. And speaking of hotels, cause last fall I happened to be speaking at an event that Curb Free with Corey Lee was at. And I sat in on this accessibility conversation that he and another gentleman were having, and something as simple as the shower can't be flat. Like there can't be a lip on the shower floor. Like you have to have a ramp so that they can actually get in with their wheelchair. So all so important things that we just take for granted and overlook. But again, the more that we have different companies just being mindful of this and doing these wonderful partnerships, I think the better.
Yeah, I love it. We've talked about a couple of things to get people traveling and get people in the hotel. I love it. I love seeing that people are doing this to get all different types of people traveling and experiencing the world.
100%. Okay. You ready for our real-time recap?
I'm ready.
Say it like that. I got to say it like that.
This is a segment. We need some music.
Oh my God. Real-time recap. Okay. That is not the music that will ever be.
You give me yours. Give me yours here, Sarah.
I'm a tambourine girl. I have an idea. Real-time recap.
Hey. I got mine.
Real-time recap. I love it. Oh, I was waiting for you. Oh, yours is so cute. That was like a little ding.
Yeah. You know, we got a nice one. It's from Disney.
It is. Oh, that's nice. Bibbidi bobbidi boop. I love it. So real-time recap. You've been out there. Okay. Where are you at in your hotels? Every week I need an update on your 50 hotels and 50 days.
37 days left, 14 hotels in. So
all right.
Getting there. 37 days left. Not 37. Okay. Days, 37 days left.
Yes.
14 hotels visited. And so I'll give a shout out because I went to a boutique hotel. I've driven by it 1,000 times on the way to Miami Beach called the Meridian Hotel. I said, you know what? I haven't been to any boutique hotel. It's hard to check on boutique hotels because they're so small and they spot you right away. Walked in and everyone was so nice. You have one front desk person and one person at a cafe, one person at the bar, and everyone in that hotel was ultra nice.
Nice. And
I told them what I was up to, because of course I'm walking around with a camera and they're like, oh, let us show you this cool thing. And let us show you this cool thing.
That's awesome.
And then they introduced me to the owner of the hotel that happened to be having a coffee. And so he was a cool guy. So you just never know in a boutique hotel. It's different to some of these giant resorts where you don't really bump into anybody. This was a cool experience at the Meridian Hotel in the South neighborhood of Miami Beach.
Very cool. It's so nice when you can have that personalized touch. And especially when you've got the owner there as well.
It's a whole different experience than I didn't know. Just walked in and
it feels far more intimate, which is
a little nervous walking in the small ones because I'm like, you know, we were talking about filming in public.
Yeah.
Like, who's this guy walking in here?
Of course. Yeah. Well, and it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you're only trying to do something good, but you never know how you're going to be confronted about whatever you're doing.
They're ultra nice. I try to get the owner on video. He was didn't want to be, but he's very nice. And he said, thank you very much for coming. It meant a lot.
I love that. Well, you know, I've been zigzagging around and I have to say, from gyms that I've been in to the airports and dealing
with Allentown, nothing in Allentown.
Yeah. So Allentown. Yeah. I'll talk about Allentown for a minute. I mean, this is a random one. So every time I'm there, I always go to this like local gym and I don't have a membership, but I always come in and it was interesting because there was a new girl there and she was young. I mean, she's like probably in high school and, you know, she's doing this job and I needed a week pass and she didn't know how to ring it up and this and that. But like, instead of being or difficult or anything, she was just like, you know what? I'm just going to ring you up for a day pass and I'll just write on here that you can have it for a week. It was like a $5 difference. So it wasn't that big of a deal, but it was just nice because not only there, okay, yes, we're talking about it at a gym, but I've seen this at a couple of different places, younger people. So like whether it's clearly their first job or one of their first jobs and they've been going out of their way to find out or figure out and do the right thing. And that's been nice to see because there was a period of time where I was seeing a lot of people in various industries that were just like, yeah, I don't know. And then they end the conversation, which is, by the way, nothing makes my blood boil faster than somebody just being like, I don't know. And just like full stop. I'm like, this is not a full stop. No.
Figure it out here.
Like, Yeah, exactly. And so from this lovely woman at the gym to even some of the different lounges that I've been in, to the hotel. I was at the Margaritaville in Times Square. Always love staying there. Super convenient location. But all of that, like every place I've been to, everybody's been extra, like they've been going the extra step. So whatever's out there, whatever people are doing, whether they're leaning into their training, it's been really nice to see. So shout out to everybody that's doing it right.
Yeah. Like supermarkets too. I'm a Trader Joe's fan now. It's my 6 week in a row going. They gave my daughter a free bag, lollipop, stickers. And I was like, man, they would never do this at the other supermarket you go to called Publix. Dude. They're like, Publix would never do this for you.
Trader Joe's is the best. I'm going to have to send you my list of like things and products and snacks that you have to try. Like I know it all.
Yes.
So you many send good it
to
things.
Me. I love them. Yeah. Maybe we share them here because I do love going there. I have to give them a shot because it's not something I normally see anywhere at a place like this, right? You're just transactional. Here's your food. See you later.
Totally.
I actually keep on talking about it now. So I love seeing it.
Yeah. No, they actually, you are right. They always go above and beyond. So shout out to TJ's. Oh, I won't do that again. So
a lot of shout outs.
Yeah. Well, we've got our quote. Are you ready for our quote of the day?
I love it. The quote of the week. Coming together is the beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success, from Henry Ford.
I like that.
I like that very much. Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is a progress, and working together is success. Working together is a hard. People don't realize how hard it is, especially in a big organization.
Totally.
I got to talk to this about some smaller companies that are growing. And when I've been lucky enough to work in big hotels with good systems, you too. Mm-hmm. The key to it is really sticking to those every single week. And I think that's how teams really work together. It's like really actually walking the walk versus, all right, here's our core values. And all right, it's just fluff.
And like when you work together, can you think about it? We've all had this, like think about your friends and people that you stay in touch with. Your coworkers, people that have been part of your team, they become your work family. I am constantly keeping in touch with, I've got colleagues that are in South Florida, Austin, New York, Chicago. And at one point or another, we work together, but there's like, you share this special bond and you always then look back and you're like, man, we were like the dream team. But it really is about that sort of cut, like working together. I mean, and that is where the success is.
Yep. And that's what, listen, I was having that coffee this morning. I told you with someone I worked with 20 years ago. And just because you went through stuff that was so hard during that time, you formed those bonds of going through really something challenging and tough. Love that. And you work together, and especially in these places. But we were talking about this too. I get worried about saying family now at these hotels. Like,
wait, why?
I like saying team, right? Okay. Because I like
Don't you like saying family? Explain this to me. I'm into this.
I'm starting to see it be a little ruthless out in some hotels where people are moving their families across the country and 3, 4, 5, 6 months in, the leader changes and then they're fired because it's not my team. It's not my person that I brought in here. Right. And I'm seeing it more and more. And so I like team better. Cause on a team, you're going to cut that person, or if they're not the best player, they're not playing. And I can make decisions that way. When it's family, when it comes time to lay somebody off during a pandemic, you're laying them off.
Right? Okay. Like that's what's going on. To be fair, also, not all family dynamics are great. So some people are like, oh, I don't want to even like be associated with my family. But wow. So this is interesting. We've got Will in the background right here. And he's saying, he's like, never call work people or the team a family. This is, wow. You guys are,
certain hotels that, and companies that say that they are. And as soon as I see that, I run. Because I know after being in some of them and also observing them from the outside, and we won't get into too many details. We'll talk offline, but that's at. And so with my teams, so like my companies, it's a team. We're a team and we all have a place to play on this team, and we have a role to play on this. And look, we're getting out there into management, but that's how I look at it. And so if you're part of this team, you're bringing it every day. And if you're not, find someone who can.
All about that team mentality. You know, when you break it down like that, I totally get it. I got kind of like, you know, lost in the sentimental aspect of it, but you are right. At the end of the day,
I am loyal to a lot of people. So I'm loyal to people. but maybe not the companies. How about that?
That's fair. That's totally fair. I get it. Oh my gosh. Ooh, wow. Well, we got here. We went.
Sorry, I got fired up there. It triggered me.
Whoa. Okay, Steve. Slow down. I'm kidding. No, but I actually like that you brought that up because that is a really good point. And too often people throw around, oh, we're family. And you're right. No, it's a business and we're a team. And that's an appropriate way to look at it. So, well, how's that for a great show today?
That's a great show. I love coming in here. I do miss our live crowd. I miss you all.
I know.
If you're watching this, I can promise you that Sarah and I will be answering live.
Yes. And
so if you have any comments, make sure to put it on here.
Totally. And if you are at AHOA, please come say hi. Maybe right around the time of this live, I might actually be on stage, not to just make things. So I will come and comment as soon as I'm off stage.
Someone's going to hold up their phone and be like, hey, you're live on LinkedIn.
Hey, this is you. This is you. But that's you too.
It's magic.
Ooh. Anyway, awesome show. Always thank you guys so much always for tuning in. We always try to, bring you some interesting topics as far as what's going on in the world of hotels, travel, all of that. So, but as always, we are open. So if you are seeing something or hearing something you want us to cover a topic, let us know. This is a whole dialogue. So share the love.
I like it. Yes. Share the love. We're happy to talk about it. And until next week, see you then.